early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Honey,
no sleep. That phone didn't stop ringing all night last night.
You're still getting those weirdo calls, huh?
Every hour on the hour for 2 weeks.
What does he say when he calls?
He doesn't say anything. All he does is breathe.
I used to get raunchy calls from a guy. Went on for 6 months before he stopped.
What made him quit?
I married him.
Do you know what they said you should do in my female defense class if you get an obscene phone call?
What?
Hang up.
That's dumb. Then you don't get to hear all the good stuff.
Okay, make jokes. I'm a little uptight about this guy, you know, especially tonight.
What's so special about tonight?
Well, I know it sounds silly, but Tommy's spending the night with friends, and it's the first time the breather and I are going to be alone together. I just feel, you know, nervous about sleeping by myself.
Yeah, I get that way, too.
What?
Nervous when I have to sleep by myself.
Good old dependable flow. You see someone drowning, you throw them an anchor.
I'm sorry, honey. Now, listen, I'm not doing anything tonight. You want me to stay at your place?
I thought you had a date.
Nah, I broke it. Elmer Coggins, Jr. wanted to introduce me to his folks.
What's wrong with that?
Well, behind his back, I've been running around with Elmer Coggins, Sr.
Are you sure you wouldn't mind? I would appreciate it if you'd come over.
No.
They also said in my class that if hanging up doesn't work, you should blow a whistle into the phone real hard and it'll hurt his ear. You want mine?
You always carry a whistle?
Sure. She keeps it right next to her yo-yo and rubber ducky.
I'd feel better if you had it. Take it.
No. Don't you need it?
I'm not going to be near a phone tonight. I'm going out.
Into the nice, safe streets?
Sure. A guy can't be in two places at once. He's not going to bother me if he's busy breathing at you.
Somewhere in the wreckage of that thinking is a trace of logic. I'll take the whistle.
Hey, what is going on? These plates aren't going to grow legs and walk into the kitchen by themselves.
I don't know, Mel. Doc Begley swore his hash winked at him today.
Yeah, and Buford ordered Chili to go and it left without him.
Keep it up, girls. Keep it up. You're going to get one from column A and one from column B.
Mel, kiss my grits.
My fault, Mel. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Alice, take it from me. You can't burn the candle at both ends. I tried. You know what happens?
Yeah, you wind up with a bent wick. Come on, lay down the car.
You don't need that jack, do you?
Let go of it. Jen.
You did it again. Let's say I owe you a night with Burt Reynolds, a weekend with Robert Redford, 2 weeks with Steve McQueen.
And a month in intensive care. Only you would play gin for men.
You wouldn't believe what I've lost at cards.
I feel like a jerk, you know? All the talk about my breather and then getting you over here and he doesn't even call.
I'll forget it. I'm having fun. This reminds me of those slumber parties I went to when I was a kid.
They were wonderful, weren't they?
Yeah.
We'd go through 3 pounds of fudge and 12 tubes of Clearasil. I wonder why he doesn't call.
Well, maybe he ran out of breath.
Maybe I can finally get some sleep, huh?
Yeah. I guess both of us could use some beauty rest. The more winks we get tonight, the more winks we get tomorrow. Gotcha.
Tonight, Flo.
You know, I still think that you ought to sleep on Tommy's bed. Let me sleep here on the couch.
Oh, will you please? You're my guest. You sleep in Tommy's room. I always sleep on the couch, and that's the way it is. Besides, I feel silly sleeping with the Fonz.
With who?
Tommy's sheets got pictures of Fonzie all over them.
You talked me into it. Good night, Sugar.
Good night, Dave.
Gazing at your picture while the teardrops fall.
Yep. When do you sleep? When does it happen?
Right after I finish singing.
That's nice.
Not that. Oh, my darling.
Not that much. Why don't you count ex-husbands?
Well, hell, that'd take longer than the whole song.
Good night, Flo.
Night, honey. We ought to just let it ring.
Yeah. No, it could be Tommy. Hello? It's not Tommy. Listen, don't you have anything better to do with your life than call me up all night long and breathe? Huh? Wait. I want to say something to you.
Good. You gave him a dose of his own medicine. Then again, you may have turned him on. My turn. I'll show you how to handle these guys. What you got to do is get them to talk. Hello? Why, hello there. Why don't you and me get together sometime? That turkey hung up on me. But that don't beat all. I was just turned down by a breather.
Don't feel bad. He never really got to know you.
That cuckoo has a lot of gall.
He's also going to have a lot of pain. Sure, it figures. Now he probably won't call.
Yeah, perverts are a lot like the cops. They're never around when you need them.
Think that was loud enough?
You kidding? You probably whistled that creep to death.
Well, it should make it easier for the police. Now all you have to do is look for a guy who's walking around going, what? What? Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. Deputies can't accept favors.
Oh, believe me, Mel's coffee is no favor. Listen, I know how busy you must be. It's probably nothing. I'm really not all that worried.
Well, you did call us 18 times.
Okay, I'm a little worried.
Mrs. Hyatt, 9 out of 10 obscene phone callers are not dangerous.
What about number 10?
He's dangerous.
What if mine is number 10? Isn't there anything you can do about him?
Not much. It's pretty tough to get a conviction for reckless breathing.
What does he have to do, come after me with an axe?
Then we're in business.
Swell, you're in business and I'm in Slab City.
Well, don't worry. We'll catch him.
You will?
Absolutely. Yeah, the courts will probably let him loose.
So what you're saying to me is that some night I'm going to come home and find him sitting there watching Laverne and Shirley.
Never leave your daughters alone without a babysitter.
I don't believe this. Isn't there something you can do about him?
Well, sure.
What?
Let me give you my card. It's got my home phone on it. Oh, no.
What?
Somebody picked my pocket. I'm telling you, this desert's a jungle.
What'd he say?
Everything wrong.
Right away, Paul. Why, Alice? Just tell me why.
What? Why? Why? Why?
When I called you last night, why'd you blow that whistle into my ear?
That was you? It was a mistake.
Mistake? What's the matter with that stakes?
Mel, wake up!
What are you yelling about? This is my good ear.
Mel, I thought you were the breather. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. I called you last night to tell you that you forgot to lock the door again. But your line was busy for a half hour. When I finally got through, you blast my brains out.
Blast hell. It only take a burp to get rid of that brain.
I heard that, Flo.
Mel, last night...
It isn't just last night. It's always the same. Your line is always busy and nobody's ever home. So stay home and stay off the phone.
Alice, if it'll help you out, why don't you borrow my phone, pal?
Phone, pal?
Yeah, it's one of those telephone answering machines.
Oh, great. So now my breather can leave messages?
Oh, be sure to tell him to wait for the beep.
Well, if he gets tired of waiting, he can always come over and deliver his breath in person.
Now, Alice, it's not going to come to that. But even if it does, you've got your iron.
My iron? What do you want me to do, press his pants?
Not that kind of iron. Your shooting iron.
My shooting iron?
Your gun. You do own a gun, don't you?
No. What kind of a nut keeps a gun in their house?
Me.
Me. Well, I don't. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with a gun in my house.
I don't blame you. More people get shot with guns than with anything else.
I'll lend you one of mine. Let's see, there's Rufus, Denny Bob, Big Daddy.
You've named your guns?
Why not? Guns are as American as apple pie.
Oh, really? How many people has your apple pie killed?
Plain or a la mode?
Alice, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Terrific. I'm working for a bumper sticker.
Hey, no. Now go to bed. What about your phone, pal?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot.
Hello, Vera? This is Vera. It's June 9th, 1973. I'm calling from the gas station on the corner. I just wanted to make sure you got a message.
Vera, this is your mother. In Connecticut? You know, the one you haven't called in 2 weeks. In the 2 weeks you haven't called, I was wondering if hopefully you got married. Just asking. Oh, by the way, I'm better now.
That kid is what you call your basic long-distance guilt.
You're not going to do that to me when I grow up, are you?
No.
Good.
I won't wait that long.
Miss Alice Hyatt.
Hey, that's you, Mom.
Tommy and I are not in. Please leave a message after you hear the beep, and I'll return your call.
What was that?
That was, Vera's dog must have answered the phone. Come on, let's go. Hey!
Alice, I'm gonna kill you!
I'm sure there's a logical explanation for that.
Do you have one?
Well, the messages are all mixed up. You heard Vera's mother's message, and the sound is lousy. Come on, let's go to bed. Come on.
Now, maybe we better call the cops.
Tommy, it's not what you think. The man said, Alice, I'm gonna kiss you.
Sounds like killer me.
It's because it's a K word, and all K words sound alike. Kiss, kick,
kill,
call.
All starts with a C.
So does cool it.
Night.
Night, Hello, Flo. Can you come over quick and bring Rufus or Big Daddy? That's right. Bring me a gun.
You just be kind to old Rufus there, and he'll be kind to you. Now, I gotta go. Tonight's a doozy. I got Elmer Jr. warmed up and Elmer Sr. waiting in the bullpen. You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, honey. You just keep old Rufus there handy.
Okay, Flo. Handy. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Thanks a lot. Handy.
You. I'm so glad you called. How wonderful to hear your breath again.
Hang on a second, will you? You still there? Keep breathing. Oh, you sound good. You quit smoking, huh?
Okay, Wacko. This here is Rufus. And it's a gun. And you're under arrest.
I'm not well. A person who tries to arrest a telephone is not well.
I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, where's Mel?
Oh, he's in the storeroom talking on the phone to his banker.
To his bookie, you mean? Same thing.
Give a good night.
Are you kidding? I didn't fall asleep till an hour ago. But don't worry, Rufus slept like a baby.
Rufus, have I ever met him?
No, Vera, Rufus belongs to Flo.
You're both, with the same man?
Vera, Rufus is a pistol.
He must be if he's going out with both of you.
All right, Flo, about Rufus.
Bye, Alice, don't! No man is worth it.
Vera, it's not what you think. Come to think of it, it's never what you think.
Ms. Hyatt?
Yeah.
Good news. My partner and I picked up some suspects. Why don't you take a look at them?
All right.
Here, you guys. Right down here. Move around. Here.
Deputy Barnes' little boy is cute, but his wife's got problems.
She's lucky. Tall people can wear dresses like that.
This is fine. One of these suspects is your breather. We want you to identify him. Leslie, up here. All right. Breathe for the lady.
Can you breathe a little faster?
Can you breathe a little faster?
Shoo! He's cute. Reminds me of a cocker I used to have.
Is that him?
No, it's not him.
Okay. Rocky, you're next. No, no. Breathe.
Does he have asthma?
You have asthma?
No, Corns. These stack heels are killing me.
It's not him.
Okay. Atkins? Thank you. Breathe.
That's him. That's him. You're right, Sugar. I'd recognize that breath anywhere.
Thank you. I've worked very hard developing my own style.
Thanks very much, Mrs. Hyatt. This is the man who confessed. With your testimony, we'll get a conviction.
How'd you catch him?
We don't like to divulge our investigative techniques.
Techniques? He happened to walk in while I was breathing on a payphone at Binder's Erotic Bookstore.
What were you doing at Binder's Erotic Bookstore?
Oh, nothing. My partner and I were just buying a gag gift for the sheriff.
Yeah, it was one of those gigantic pink kind of...
No! It's all right, I don't want to know.
Who are those other two guys?
Well, one of them's Mr. Binder, and the other one is our top undercover policeman.
It's just like in the movies, a policeman dressed up like a girl.
No, lady. Undercop. Move out, Rocky.
All right, fella, let's go.
Oh, Alice.
Hey.
Mrs. Hyatt.
Oh, Mrs. Hyatt, I'm really sorry if I frightened you, but I was just trying to get...
It's a little late for that now, fella. Threatening someone's life is pretty serious business.
Threaten? I didn't threaten anybody. I only breathe. I'm not into words.
Oh, come on.
Alice! I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, Mel, guess what? They caught Alice's breathing.
Terrific. Go back to work. Alice, you forgot to lock the back door again last night. Now, you do that one more time, I'm gonna kill you.
Sorry, Mel. I promise it won't happen. What did you just say?
The same thing I said to that dumb phone machine of yours last night. You leave that door open one more time, I'm going to kill you.
You have the right to remain silent.
Hold it, hold it. What's going on?
He's reading you your rights. Don't you ever watch Adam 12?
Mel didn't mean what he said. It's just a figure of speech.
Wait a minute. You don't have to defend me. I wanted to yell at her. I meant to yell at her.
You have the right to an attorney?
Hey, wait. I mean, do I look like the type of guy that would threaten a woman?
If you cannot afford an attorney, one will go.
I'm sorry I scared you.
Obviously a misunderstanding. See, Mel wouldn't kill me.
Well, I'll let you go this time. But from now on, you stick to the burners and leave the ladies alone.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, fella.
Would it be okay if I made a phone call first?
Yeah, I guess so.
You wouldn't happen to have a dime, would you?
I got one here.
Wait a second!
and you just gave a breather a dime for a phone call?
It's the law. He's entitled to one.
What do you do when you arrest a flasher? Hand him a raincoat? Oh, believe me, you're better off. It'll kill the taste of the coffee.
I'm sick of you broads putting down my food.
Hell, putting it down's easy. The trick is keeping it down.
I'm really fed up. All you do is complain.
Alice, you better call Deputy Dog Melt, threatening us again.
What is this? Every time I yell, you're going to call a cop?
You have the right to remain silent.
Oh, that's not going to scare me. No way.
You have the right to an attorney?
Go to work.